It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
It's a pleasure to welcome to the Focus on the Community program the Farm Bureau Manager for Lawrence County. That's Paige Langenhorst. Paige, glad to welcome you back to the program.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You've been on the job now for how long?
I got hired in February, so I think that's going on 7 months or something like that. So
what's been going on over the 7 months that you've been here?
We've been very busy. I've been learning a lot. So we do so many different programs and everything, and I'm just trying to still figure everything out, but it's going really good. A lot of involvement in the community as much as we possibly can. A lot to do with the government side of things, and just Ag in the Classroom is a really big program we do, so staying busy.
Talk about Ag in the Classroom. What does that encompass?
So Ag in the Classroom, I have a coordinator, Amy Buchanan. She goes into grades K through 5 in Lawrence County, and she does ag programs. She talks about how a soybean grows, or different careers in agriculture, and just so there's a wider arrangement of things that she talks about. And the kids love her. She does a lot of great things and a lot of fun projects with them.
And that's to try to incorporate agriculture to the youth, so maybe they'll make agriculture a career in the future.
Correct. Even though we live in a very rural community, a lot of the kids aren't very connected to agriculture. So that gets them connected to agriculture, learn a little bit more, and hopefully be aware of it.
What else is going on with regard to the last few months?
So a big project we've been working with is our adopted legislator we received this summer. We got a Chicago legislator we got matched with. Her name is Delia Ramirez in District 4 in Chicago. We went up in August and toured her district, and then she is coming down early November to tour Lawrence County, do an agriculture tour. And the purpose of that program is to really try to make a connection with a northern legislator, and for us to understand what issues they deal with, and for them to understand what issues we deal with as well down here in southern Illinois.
What'd you learn about the district up there?
Even though it's Chicago and it's very different than Lawrence County, we have a lot of the same similar issues as the constituents up there. Property taxes is a big deal up there, and as well as here. So it's a very diverse district. It's Puerto Rican district, but we really made a great connection with the legislator up there, and can't wait to have her here.
Was there a lot of farming in that area, or was it a suburban district?
Yeah, it was okay. A suburban district, but we did tour an urban farm. So it's one of the organic urban farms that they do on a little lot, and they just sell to the local farmers market and such. So
she's going to be coming down here then?
Early November, she will be coming down and doing putting together a tour of Lawrence County agriculture for her and whoever she decides to bring with her.
Well, it's harvest time. Farmers are out in the fields. How's it gone so far? What have you been hearing from the farmers around Lawrence County and the surrounding area?
So talking to some of our board of directors and young leaders, it's kind of expected for yields and harvest season this year. It's been a difficult spring, summer, and it's proving to be a difficult fall as well. But yields are down for what they usually are, is what they're saying, but kind of as expected, considering the year we've had.
Have they been able to get much done in the fields? I know the weather has been fairly wet. Have they been able to get out in the fields and do things?
So I think the past 2 weeks it's really picked up and everybody's going full force, but it's definitely later than usual and behind schedule. So hopefully we can get some good weather to stay here for the future few weeks, and they can get everything done that they need to.
We mentioned it is harvest time, and it's important to remember that these farm vehicles are going to be out on the roadways, slow-moving farm roadways, and people should emphasize safety with regard to farm vehicles.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of information on safety when driving on the roadways, but look out for those slow-moving vehicle signs, the orange and red triangles, and keep a safe distance away from those tractors and farm equipment.
And, of course, be safe, farmers should be safe themselves in the field too.
Yes, definitely. Mental health is a big thing Farm Bureau's been focusing on lately, and those farmers are in the tractor and the trucks for hours and hours on end, and it's very exhausting, and they get tired, and it's important to remember to stay safe and keep themselves safe as well as the others that they cross on the roads.
Yeah, people forget that it can be really mentally grinding to be working constantly trying to make a living at what you do, and you have to work, and then and days are long and nights are short, and it seems like it goes on forever.
Yeah, it's definitely a grueling process, but they deal with it well, but we do have so many resources out there. I recently got, I'm a mental health first aider, certified in that, so we have a lot of resources, and just if anybody has any worries or any concerns, they can reach out to our office, and we can help them get in contact with who they need to.
Now, the federal government and the state government has recently announced there's some help available for farmers with regard to aid and things like that. But what's available for farmers locally?
So aid as in like
government aid, you know.
Okay.
Disaster declarations have been made.
Yeah.
How can people avail themselves and find out what they can do?
So they can call our office. The FSA office has all that information as well. We do try to put out a lot of information in our Farm Week newspaper as well as the Wabash Valley Ag News. But all those programs are like Preventive Plant and things like that. There's a lot of resources out there. So if they just want to reach out to one of our offices, we have everything there that we can get them.
What is your website for they can go to?
So our website is LawrenceCFB.com. So, but our phone is always open. It's 618-943-2610, and we're always willing to help and answer any questions.
What are your office hours at the Farm Bureau?
Office hours are 8 to 4:30. We're in and out of there, but the office is always open, and like I said, they can always give us a call, and we'll return it and help with what we can.
What other issues is the Farm Bureau looking at these days?
So I'd say a big federal issue that they're looking at is passing the USMCA. That's a big deal. The trade is huge for farming, and our farmers are really focused on trying to get that pushed and passed.
USMCA, that is what?
The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement.
Okay, that's the foreign agreement that replaced NAFTA?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
And
hopefully we'll replace NAFTA.
Hopefully we'll. That's still up in the air, isn't it?
Yes, it's still up in the air, and we're really pushing our members to contact their local legislators, their federal legislators, to try to get this moving along.
And what other issues are... Anything else you want to cover before we wrap her up here?
I'd say no issues, really. We're starting to plan a District 109 forum. We have the election coming up. So we're going to host in Fairfield, in Olney, and in Mount Carmel in early February, late January. We're going to host some forums for the candidates to get the members to hear what they have to say about agriculture and what their views are and what their plans would be if they were to be elected. So that's a fun project that I'm starting to work on now.
And those elections are held locally?
Yes, the elections are held locally. The forums, like I said, will be in those areas. So that'll be a good time just to hear what those people, the candidates running, have to say about agriculture.
Well, I'm glad that you hit the ground running, and congratulations on your year so far, and hopefully things will go smooth for you here in the future, and hopefully it'll be a good harvest for our farmers, and we'll be able to have a bountiful harvest this year.
Yes, I hope so, and it's been a lot of fun so far, and I'm loving Lawrence County. So.
Thanks for stopping by on the program, and again, that's Paige Langenhorst. She's the Farm Bureau Manager for Lawrence County, and I'm Steve Anderson for Focus on the Community.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email WAKO at dlcmediainc.com. Phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.